Good morning and shalom. We want to thank God for the understanding of the Word of God. We continue to remind ourselves how to walk worthy the calling. How to walk worthy the calling. The book of Ephesians have three messages. One of the messages is chapter 1 up to chapter 3. Is you are wealthy. You're very rich. You're very rich, and your riches is hidden in the heavenly places in God with Christ Jesus, where Christ is seated, where we are also supposed to be seated positionally. That's so it talks about that wealth, and that wealth is about the call itself is part of the wealth. Redemption is part of the wealth. And we already established that. So chapter 4, 5, and part of 6 is about walk as a result of that wealth. Walk as a rich person. It's telling us how to walk. And Paul starts in chapter 4 by talking about as a prisoner of Jesus Christ. So he alludes to us that because he's a prisoner, he has been able to manage how to walk. So the whole of chapter 4, we were able to see how, as an individual, yes, he was talking to community, but kind of he began by the community. I mean, as a person, personally walk in humility, walk in unity, maintain unity, the unity of peace. So that he was saying that the buck stops with an individual. For the community to be able to work as one, it depends on an individual. And he talks about how that individual should maintain that unity all the way and the unity of the spirit, and to make sure that they are really working by that. Now, in chapter 5, we now go to example of walking as, to walk on the path of grace and light as a new fellowship, as a new community. Later on, we are going to see how to walk as a spouse, as a family, and how to inherit, in order to inherit the kingdom of God. But here we discuss particularly how to walk as a new community. So that in this dark world, so that they can be able to control it with the power of God. We are going to see that Jesus is commanding this new community, is advising this new community first to seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all other things shall be added unto them. So, how do we walk as a new community? It is very critical. There are a number of things that we need to do as a community. We need to identify what is this new, what kind of work it is, as we, what type of work as a community we need to understand to inherit the kingdom of God as we walk. So the key thing is we are being taught to walk, so that we can inherit the kingdom of God. So it's dealing with walking as a community to inherit the kingdom of God. Fellow God's follow. So he says this. This is how we are supposed to walk as a team. It's a new team. Follow God's example or imitate God. Therefore, as dearly loved children. He's not talking about a child. He's talking about children. And walk in the way of love. So he says, walk, imitate, follow God's example as God's children, and walk in the way of love. That is chapter 5, from verse 1 to 12. Just as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. So we are walking, following the example of Jesus Christ. We are imitating God as children of God, and Jesus is our example of this walk. How did Jesus love? Because you're walking in love, he offered himself. So one of the way is to offer one another, is to offer ourselves to one another and to God. Then he says, but among you, that's the community, there must not even be a hint of sexual immorality. These are some of the things that we should be able to really fight from the new community, to make sure that this does not come into this new community, because these become poison. These become cancer. Hint, there should not even be a hint of sexual immorality or any kind of impurity or greed, because these are improper for God's holy people. Nor should there be obscenity, foolish talk, and coarse joking, which are out of place, but rather thanksgiving. So he talked about things that we should avoid, some steps. You see, this is a walk with, in tune with the Holy Spirit, a Spirit-led walk as a community. So he starts by talking about the example of, we walk by imitating God, we walk by copying Jesus, and we walk by not doing these improper vices, which we should not be able to do that, like even talking, obscenity, foolish talk, coarse joking, he says, which are out of place, but rather in us giving. For of this we can be sure, no immoral, impure, or greedy person, such a person is an idolater, has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. So he says why we should walk worthy of love and avoid those elements, because we can be sure we'll not be able to inherit the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is the rule of God here on earth. To be able to dominate the path of darkness as a community, there's a way we need to walk. Let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of such, God's wrath comes on those who are disobedient. Therefore, do not be partners with them. So we are told not to be deceived in this path. Verse 8, we say, for we were once darkness. Look at what he now explains how we were before. That we were once dark, not we were in darkness, we were darkness. But now we are light in the Lord. So if you know, there are seminaries and I think metaverse. Here we are not even comparing, we are only saying we were darkness, now we are light in the Lord. Live as children of light. That is walk in the light. So we have been taught to walk in love, we have been taught to walk in purity, to walk in obedience. Now walk in the light. For out of the light consists in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. And find out what pleases God. Walk to know what pleases God. Then he says, have nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness, but rather expose them. As we walk, we need to expose the fruitless deeds of darkness. Look, as we move in this darkness, which we have been talked about there, the obscenity, coarse joke, instead of covering them, we need to expose them. It is shameful even to mention what the disobedient do in secret. So it's very important for us to understand that Paul has given us the how to walk in this dark world and to walk as children of God so that we can control it. Yes, so that we can be able to manage to move and influence it with the riches that God has given us. So God indwell this new community, and we need to walk in step with God, to follow the steps of God as we walk in this new walk. Father, give us the ability as the new community to walk with the power of God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.